Hello, sweetness. I hope you're ready to enjoy this hypnotic fantasy. Before we start, take a moment to prepare your environment. Turn off your phone. Put the cat out. Do whatever you need to do to make yourself comfortable. Now, just relax. Close your eyes and allow my words to create a whole new world within your mind. Sometimes we find ourselves paying attention to the most relaxing things. Sometimes we find ourselves adding numbers which are numbered nicely, and one wonders sometimes why you do that. So you can relax there, right here, listening with your subconscious mind, while your conscious mind remains very relaxed and peaceful. You can relax peacefully while you try to be aware of the exact meaning of the words you hear and of all the changes that occur there in your thoughts, sensations, or awareness as I speak here. Or you can forget about trying to make sense of all the unnecessary effort to pay close attention to everything that happens, because you can remember that you can forget so easily. And with forgetting certain things, you can remember other things. Remembering what you need to remember, and forgetting what you can forget. It doesn't matter if you forget. You need not remember. Your subconscious mind remembers everything that you need to know, and you can let your subconscious mind listen and remember while your conscious mind sleeps and forgets. And all you really need to do is remember that your memory is forgetting things that you thought you had forgotten. So you can forget about trying to make the effort to pay close attention to everything that happens or doesn't happen in your experience as you listen to me, and also to your own thoughts or to your sensations that change over time or stay the same in an arm or an ear and your legs or fingers. And what about the thoughts and the variety of images that speak to your mind's eye as I speak to your mind to remind you that you speak to yourself, speaking for itself, as you try to search and find that things may seem to be one thing, but turn out to be another. Because 2 and 2 are 4, but 2 can also mean also no 2 are alike. It all belongs to you and to your own ability to relax your ears too, and to begin to know that you really don't know what means yes and what means no here. Though you may try to guess where you're going, to go or not to go, you don't know that there is no real way to know how to let go while holding on, or to recognize that there is nothing you need to try to know, to do or not to do, because everything you do allows you to recognize that you already know that. I can say many different things, and there is no need for you to make the effort that it takes to try to make the effort to pay close attention to each thing I say or don't say, because there was a time when the effort to train the mind to stay on track was not worth the trip that led the mind back to that time or peaceful, calm awareness of effortless letting go, getting low, and knowing that you don't need to try to hear or even understand what I might say later on here today, because the conscious mind can go anywhere it wishes while I continue to talk, and your unconscious mind continues to hear. That way you overhear a conversation or a radio station while driving. You don't even need to do anything at all. It all belongs to you as you begin to hear the way you do here and now, with eyes closed, comfortable. That voice or sound in the background of the mind as you listened to that show, show that too, and it showed you how to notice the relaxed, drifting glow of a slow sound show of quiet calmness, and thoughts like dreams following themselves as I spoke, turning spokes in a wheel, turning this way and that, where we'll be drifting effortlessly down a path into a quiet, still place where words can remind your mind of those things needed for you. Other times we drift a bit as we think about all the things that are parallel in the universe and all the things which cross across the horizons of those parallel things. But we always find ourselves slowing down for a stop sign and drifting, floating below the threshold of our consciousness. When we feel ourselves let go of those parallel line thoughts and just focus on how drifting seems effortless in a timeless drifting down motion, which we find many times to be relaxing, relaxing, relaxing deeper and deeper as we add 3 plus 3 plus 3 plus the horizon of relaxation in a drifting feeling as we float along to the solution, which relaxes us deeper into the concepts that we are now examining. Because 4 plus 4 is forethought, to forego consciousness, and drifting happens when we now calculate all of the foregoing thoughts in the parallel sphere of our own reality, letting go and relaxing deeper and deeper. Hasn't it always been that way? As you look at things in a different light, of course, you can see now that there is always a different way, and there always has been. It's just that sometimes it's the same way that you already know. And as you weigh that up, it can be quite relaxing for your mind to find that way down. On the other hand, 1 plus 1 is 2 of a kind, and a straight flush down the river, rowing a boat on a relaxing day and getting very tired of rowing, and rows of hay in a field having been baled by a male that sails down the same river, and lets go of the drifting current currently relaxing in the warm sunshine, relaxing right there, like walking down stairs, deeper and deeper. deeper and deeper, head spinning. What's happening? Everything is fuzzy, strange. It's dark. Your eyes are closed tightly against a strange pressure. Where are you? The last thing you remember, the last thing, a cafe, afternoon sunshine, a mug of coffee on the scratched counter. You drank it, and then what? Struggling to remember. What happened after you drank the coffee? You have vague, unsettling memories of a woman in black. Bright blue eyes looking into yours, asking, "Are you all right? Are you all right? Where are you?" It's too difficult to think. Your head is full of cotton wool. It's easier to just sleep. You gradually become aware of the pressure over your eyes. It feels like what? You try to open your eyes, but you can't. There is nothing to see. Everything is dark behind your closed eyelids. The pressure extends around your head. Are you blindfolded? It feels like it. The blindfold is keeping your eyes closed. The pressure isn't unpleasant. It's just strange. You feel very strange. Tentatively, carefully, you try to reach one hand up to your face. You try, but you can't. You can't move your hands. They simply won't move. Dead weights. Or are they tied? And so, you reach out with your other senses. You can smell the strange but wonderful scent of flowers, grass, and the unmistakable scent of warm sunshine. You can smell the strangely chemical-scented odor of your own body. Were you drugged? Is that why your own scent is altered? And what else? Wood. Trees, maybe. And leather. You can definitely detect a trace of musky, earthy leather. And you can feel. What can you feel? Now that you're concentrating, you can feel the bite of something around your wrists. Something strong, holding you in place. And now that you're thinking about it, You can feel the pressure around your ankles too, holding your legs apart, your arms apart. You are lying down, naked. You can feel the hard, warm wood beneath your bare back, but you cannot move. You cannot open your eyes. And you can feel something else. Something pressing. Pressing. Something hard and uncomfortable. Something lodged deep inside your ass. Pressing hard against the sensitive tissues and nudging with every tiny stifled movement against your prostate. You feel a flush of mortification and fear. Who has done this to you? You wish you could remember. And you can feel. What else can you feel? A light, tracing, touch, almost a caress, running up one thigh and down the other, tracing over your balls as you lie there, helpless, held captive. And you can hear birds. How strange that you should notice something like birdsong at a time like this. And you strain your ears. If only you didn't feel so confused and lightheaded. And as you lie there, blinded and bound, and strangely, so strangely caressed, you hear a voice. Are you all right, sweetness? You know that voice. You recognize that voice. It's the voice from the cafe. And the caress over your thighs stops. Involuntarily, you feel your body rise, as if to find the comfort of the gentle stroking again, seeking it, and you feel a flush of shame. How does this woman know your name? Who is she? Is she here to help you? You open your mouth as if to speak, but no words come out. Confused and unsettled as you are, you simply cannot find words. It's as though they have all just blanked from your mind, just vanished. Sweetness. She speaks softly, and her accent is English. You don't know why, but this comforts you. You feel a helpless desire to trust this strange voice in this strange place. Why should this be? You don't know. What you know is that you are bound, naked, blindfolded, with no memory of getting here, unclothed, shamed, your sensitive asshole impaled on some large, intrusive object. My sweet. She speaks again, but this time more sharply, as though to command your attention and prevent it wandering. Your mind immediately snaps back from its musings, sharply focused. You will heed me when I speak. Do you understand me, boy? And for some reason, for some strange, unknown reason, you find yourself nodding your head, feeling the back of your skull rub against the surface where it rests. You do understand her. Good boy, she says, and resumes the gentle stroking of your thighs. And somehow it feels good. It feels good to lie there, helpless, bound, blindfolded, impaled, and just revel in the caress. You feel your body responding without understanding why it does. Your cock filling with blood, rising as though to salute the warm sun, and you hear a slight laugh. I knew I made the right choice with you. You won't remember, sweetness, I'm sorry about that. But the moment I laid eyes on you, I knew I must take you. You will understand in time. And without warning, she closes a firm hand around your cock. It feels so good. And you find, as she delicately runs a fingertip over your leaking slit, that the object lodged in your ass is starting to feel not uncomfortable. Actually, it feels pretty good. And you tense your muscles around it, drawing it deeper into your body. The stretch and press of it is no longer unpleasant, but strangely exhilarating. Your shame deepens as you find yourself almost wriggling towards the grasp of the woman's hand, wishing more than anything that you could free yourself, but you can't move at all. The frustration is incredible. Where am I? You try to say, as though speaking will force your body to stop betraying you, but it doesn't work, and the words come out as a strangled gasp. Ah, her words are almost a sigh, a long exhalation, and you can hear her pleasure in just that one breath. Yes. Welcome, sweetness. How rude of me not to explain. I would ask for your forgiveness, but quite honestly, I don't require it. This is my garden. Oh, we aren't at my home. This place is rather special, you see. A place where like-minded individuals can bring their playthings to enjoy in peace, away from prying eyes. A place where the only rules are the ones which I enforce. She gives a sharp tug at the head of your cock as she speaks, and it feels like emphasis to her words. And for some reason, you just can't understand why. What? Are you drugged? For some reason, you feel yourself becoming ever more aroused. Rock solid. Your balls tight and distended. And she runs a sharp fingernail down the tender sack and further down your perineum. You cringe and pull at your bindings, but it's no use. You are completely stuck. Like-minded individuals, playthings, what does that mean? You need to think, but fuzzy, aroused, ashamed, bound. You cannot summon the energy to try. And her touch feels so strangely reassuring, so right, so hot. It's making you so hard, so desperate, and your mind begins to cave to the pleasure. And then, wetness replacing the hand on your aching cock. Wetness and suction, and oh god, it feels incredible. A tongue alternatively firm and soft, lapping at your slit, running up the length of your cock, engulfing it in heat and desire, and building to fever pitch. You hear her laugh. Oh, sweetness. You didn't think that I would suck you myself? No, no, my sweet. This charming young lady that's blowing you so expertly is another of my toys. She had a name once, I think, but you can just refer to her as Dolly, if you need to refer to her at all. She has been here at the gardens for over a year now, and has no wish to leave, do you, Dolly? You feel the shake of the girl's head resonating through your body, your cock buried deep in her throat. She began, much as you are beginning, sweetness, captured, stolen, and mind-fucked. They call it brainwashing, you know, but I do think mindfuck is a more apt expression. And you will be the newest toy in my collection, obeying my words without thought or question, obeying my voice. So horny all the time, hard and aching and throbbing and desperate and unable to orgasm until you ask permission. And you know, filthy boys like you, you love that. You love being treated like the sluts that you are, don't you? And you are so hard now, so desperate, that you just accept her words, accept her twisted version of truth. Your mind is swimming in pleasure. The competing sensations of blindfold and bindings, and wet heat and burn and stretch and frustration and shame and blissful acceptance. You are so ready, so ready to come. Your body stretched tight and held firmly in place, aching, aching, needing. You can feel your mind shutting down, blackness creeping into your brain, fuzzing out confusion. Strange. What's going on? And you open your eyes. You are in a cafe. Afternoon sunshine. A mug of coffee in front of you on the scratched counter. You blink. Blink again. You're wide awake. Wide awake, completely aware, completely alert. You're free, and you feel wonderful. You have a raging hard-on. And as you look around, dazed, confused, you see a woman. She's leaning towards you, her hand outstretched, and she says, "Are you all right?" I hope you enjoyed this hypnotic fantasy. If you'd like to leave me your feedback, I always love to hear it. So until next time, sweetness, have a wonderful day. Take a moment to pull yourself together. I'm sure you'll need it. I'll speak to you soon.